CPA. And we'll be introducing other staff making presentations on item as they come up today. Carol Hewitt and Brad Hageman are over here to my right. What happened to the name tag, Brad?
Brad who? It says Brad who?
We do not have our liaison representative from the State Water Resources Control Board, Gary Carlton, this morning. He was unable to attend. We have testimony cards that you should fill out, and Harvey Packard in the middle of the room back there has those available if you haven't received one yet. We only have one card here. So if you're interested in speaking this morning, or if you need to be added to our interested parties list, that would be the way to do it. Fill that out and hand it to staff, and they'll bring it forward. Restrooms are out here, left and right. And we have some supplemental sheets, although they are only associated with one item on the agenda, so I'll wait until we get to that item to go through those. Item 5 on our agenda is the wastewater collection system's tributary to the Galena Sanitary District. That item has been deferred to the December 2nd meeting, which is in less than 2 weeks. So we will not be taking that up today. And that's it for the moment, Mr. Chairman.
I think you have one other item to cover.
Well, we'll move on to that if it's appropriate to do so. We, unfortunately, are losing our Assistant Executive Officer, Brad Hageman. In fact, it looks like we just lost him. Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. And we have a little something for him, so we'd like to present that now. I think we'll go over to the podium over here.
Now I'm going to get it,
don't. Right between us. Brad is exercising his option this year, being a free agent, I guess, and he's taken advantage of an opportunity that came his way. He was recruited by the city of Paso Robles to work as, what's the title, Water Resources Director. Does that include wastewater?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. He'll become the regulated instead of the regulator.
Yeah.
But it's a sad time for us that Brad's heading out. But we do understand the challenge that he's interested in pursuing. We do have a little plaque for you. We tried to spell your name right and everything. Mr. Chairman, maybe you'd like to...
Oh, you go ahead.
Central Coast Regional Board, in appreciation to Brad Hageman for service to the Regional Board and the people and resources of the Central Coast for 17 years, including 2.5 as Assistant Executive Officer, with all the board members' names on it. This is for you, Brad. And I want to say, for my part, I really appreciate the fact that you've been my right-hand man and all-around go-to-it-guy for anything that needs to be done around the office. And you've always done so with a cheerful attitude. You've been a real asset to have in the office, and I'm sure you'll continue to be an asset in your future endeavors. Thank you.
Brad, on behalf of the board, we want to wish you well and thank you for all the years and time and effort you put on the regional board. We appreciate all your work. And hope you'll be able to get all the salts out of the discharge.
Say a word?
Well, I'll just say a word. I grew up with the regional board, and it's actually kind of fitting a colleague from Vandenberg Air Force Base that I worked with many years ago is here in a different capacity with a consulting firm. Sort of brought back some memories, I guess, of where I started. But my first exposure to the regional board was when I worked at Vandenberg, and I was very impressed with the staff and the management, and that's what kind of gravitated me towards working for the regional board. And it has been a great run in terms of these past 17 years. I've learned a lot, And I do hope that the term, you know, paybacks are tough, doesn't reflect back here, you know. Mr. Chairman and Mr. Shallcross and other board members on the phone will be, I'm sure, seeing each other down the road. And I do want to say that I think, and I've said it before, that I think we have the finest staff of all the regional boards in the state. I had an opportunity to travel around and see the various boards work. And I think we're led by probably the, and it's not sucking up now, but really the finest executive officer in the state, too. And it's really been great working with and under Roger. So I do appreciate.
You've said enough now.
I do appreciate that, Rod. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
I hope the city of Paso Robles knows that this means war.
We'll go on to item number 3.